Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean. Yay! Welcome, welcome, everybody. Dr. Carolyn Dean live. Although I'm starting to think, Carolyn, we should say Dr. Carolyn Dean real. Because everything's become so AI. Okay, I'm not AI. Carolyn's not AI. None of our chat line folks, Melody Rose or Savvy, are AI. Our producer isn't AI. And our content is definitely not artificial insolence. It's Dr. Dean's very own, absolutely authentic, totally ascended wisdom from on high that she's curated with her own brain over 55 years of her medical career. And she's here to present it to you this evening. And yeah, I was thinking, we used to say Dr. Carolyn Dean live and the play on the word live, you know, that you would live such a strong and powerful, positive life following your guidance. But now I'm starting to think we need to say real, because I'm telling you, it's taken over, but it's not going to take us over. Right, Carolyn?
Yeah, right. Yeah, people are getting so disaffected, is that a word, by looking on podcasts and websites and seeing this sort of automaton, you know, heart, you know, they'll wave their hands rhythmically and say words, and they'll mess it up when they say misguided. They read the prompt. Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
And it may be some of the, well, maybe a lot of the information is factual, but when you think that you're being talked to by a robot, it's like you just pull away. Mm-hmm. It's hard to watch. And they'll get to the point where, well, they'll try to mimic us.
Yes.
They'll put us on there saying something that will promote something other than our values. So yeah, watch out for that. And the only podcast you can trust is our podcast as far as it goes, right?
I believe so. Yeah. I mean, we have the real deal. And like I said, curated over 55 years, Dr. Dean has had her hands in the clay the whole time, sculpting and forming her whole theory, her practical information, the formulas that she's made that are her own wisdom in every bottle. And they're all very unique, which is why you can tell they're not AI either. And I had one of our regular customers text me this weekend and say, why is there methionine in Realign? Can it raise my homocysteine level? And I said, well, I said, it's there because sulfur and taurine together guide the sulfation pathways. And he's like, wow, that's so cool. Like AI didn't know why it was there. So there's your test too. Because I asked AI and they didn't know. So I just can't stress enough. We're here. We're real. We're live. Dr. Dean is the real thing. We hope you're joining us for the first time. Like the live, as Savvy always says, like the live, and sit back and enjoy all great Dr. Dean's great content. She's got a lot to share with us tonight. Where would you like to start, Carolyn?
Okay, I do have a mini rant.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you like them? There's a new study that suggests U.S. men and women need more magnesium. Oh, my gosh. There's been so many studies that say that. So they just keep, I don't know, putting in for a study, getting some money so they could they could redo what we already know, but this is like 5,500 men and women and 787 children enrolled in the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. It's an ongoing survey. It's not a clinical trial. They estimated that chronic latent magnesium deficiency affects 2/3 of adults. They compared metabolically healthy adults and found lower average magnesium concentrations in adults with chronic kidney disease, type 2 diabetes, and high blood pressure. So like I said, we've seen a ton of these studies. So they just keep doing them, keep reminding us. But then they went on to suggest the foods that people could eat to increase their magnesium, which is just not possible. You can't get 600 milligrams of magnesium from your diet. So yeah, magnesium is being promoted widely, but people won't be able to overcome their magnesium deficiency with all the laxative magnesium compounds on the market. And the only non-laxative magnesium is MyRemag, which is fully absorbed at the cellular level because it's a stabilized ion of magnesium. This article came to me from a list of magnesium researchers and experts. So because it was a scientific list, I sent back my response that you can't get enough magnesium without MyRemag. And I included our 2020 nutrients paper called Circulating Ionized Magnesium as a Measure of Supplement Bioavailability, results from a pilot study for randomized clinical trials. I included the study highlights from our director of research, Dr. Taylor Wallace. You know, I've read it before. It's about ionized magnesium testing, which is the test we use, is the better marker for magnesium. Serum magnesium is bound up and not usable. And then the magnesium ions in the REMAG and tested with the ionized magnesium test, those ions are available for use in the cells. We used a molecular sized analyzer to confirm that the majority of the particle size of REMAG is in the picometer range. And they had to repeat that test 3 times. They didn't believe it because nothing like that exists. Something that can keep magnesium ions stable and show up in an ionized magnesium blood test within the hour. REMAG goes to the ionized magnesium status and is not bound up. Its small size allows it to be absorbed higher up in the GI tract and avoid the laxative effect. Magnesium citrate and oxide will eventually be ionized somewhat, but they revert back to a compound state immediately and therefore don't have as high an absorption efficiency. And then there are a couple of more aspects there. I think you can engage all this by looking up the study in nutrients. We'll have Melody Rose put that on the chat, and you can read these points, I think, on our website. I'll ask Ginny when I'm done here. So I wrote all this to this list, and a well-known researcher on the list wrote, "This is strictly not correct." He wrote that to my comment that magnesium is being promoted widely, but people won't be able to overcome their magnesium deficiency with all the laxative magnesium compounds on the market. The only non-laxative magnesium is MyRemag. He said, well, magnesium citrate and oxide and hydroxide are the least absorbed, hence used as laxatives, whereas magnesium glycinate and threonate have significant intestinal absorption as well as cellular penetration, including the brain. To which I said, but have you read my study about the picometer stabilized magnesium ion that shows ionized magnesium levels after human consumption? And I said, magnesium compounds are not fully absorbed. I was repeating myself. because they have to go through dissociation to allow for ions to be separated, but they're immediately bound up again. REMAG is stabilized, I put that in caps, and measurable as ions in their containers. After years on the shelf, they do not bind back into unabsorbed compounds. I said it's a true revolution, but I don't have millions of dollars to do huge studies or huge marketing campaigns. So he wrote back, well, studies are necessary. But seriously, they're not. And we've proven they're not, because hundreds of thousands of people are getting the benefits of REMAG by doing their own research, their own study, N equals one study by taking REMAG. But I find it fascinating that researchers hide behind their billion-dollar studies, show no intellectual curiosity about something new and incredible like REMAG. So that's what we're up against. That's why we depend on our customer base, our affiliates, our practitioners to get the word out there, because we just can't afford the billion-dollar study. Right, Ginny?
Yes, that is true. And even if we could, we wouldn't, because the final word has already been established. And it's like these guys who want to argue with Carolyn, who is the Albert Einstein of the magnesium world. Her credentials are beyond amazing. And she spent the last however many years, I mean, 20, devoted 30 to magnesium. In research, to education, if she's taught everybody, and even that guy, whoever he was, and I know it was a guy, you know, had to say all of his little knowledgeable pieces. He didn't even know what magnesium citrate or oxide was until Carolyn came along and created the distinguishing chart about the different types of magnesium, which used to circulate all over the planet all the time back in 2010 and 2012, where people could compare how useless they all were. So this guy needs to go. When you get responses like that, Carolyn, you just need to forward them to me. I'll take care of that guy. I'll take him in the back alley. But we know what we've got, and we certainly know that our customers know. We invite you to know too, if you haven't joined us before in consuming the delicious REMAG in everybody's drink.
So what's our book this week, Ginny?
Well, you know, we're so fortunate because Savvy has put together a great month of education about men's health. This is Men's Mental Health Month. And it's great to focus on men and their special needs. Not that they have special needs in that sense, but they do have different biology from women. And it creates different biochemical reactions in their body. And at a cellular level, we know we're all the same, but biochemically there are variations. And we're going to talk about that, because a lot of mental health is in biochemistry, right, Carolyn?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when they started using antidepressants, they said, well, we can manipulate your biochemistry with these drugs. So that trying to smash into your serotonin and dopamine and that sort of thing. And they just made a mess of it. So we know there's biochemistry, but the fact that they wouldn't go to the building blocks of your chemicals in your body, it just shows that they're just drug focused. All these folks went to medical school, and the PhDs in medicine have to take a couple of years with medical students. So they never learned anything about nutrients. So they just stay in their box. So what we're talking about here with this blog, the mineral men ignore that's quietly wrecking their mood, you can find it at drcarolyndean.com. I'm just going to go over a little bit of it because you can read it thoroughly. And what we're saying here is, irritability, low energy, and emotional numbness are not character flaws. They may be cellular deficiencies. And as Ginny said, June is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. I mean, I don't see any headlines talking about that. Totally avoided. Remember, you know, 10, 20 years ago, they started exposing how people should be going to their psychiatrists and psychotherapists, and they didn't have to be embarrassed about having mental health challenges. It started to be more discussed, and now they've got Men's Mental Health Awareness. And what are they going to tell men when they get involved with that? What drug to take? Because they're certainly not going to talk about magnesium and B vitamins, which is what we talk about in this blog. So the men struggling, although they may not recognize it as a mental health issue, they continue to go to work, care for their families, push through exhaustion, because that's what they've always been taught to do. But beneath that outward resilience, they may be dealing with irritability, poor sleep, low motivation, and a growing sense that they no longer feel themselves. They often assume this is simply part of getting older, but it's not. The real issue is nutrients. So I go on about men aren't taught to recognize the signs that something is wrong. Depression doesn't always look like sadness. In men, it often shows up as irritability, anger, emotional numbness, withdrawal, loss of motivation, and then increased alcohol use, maybe coffee use as well, getting addicted to these things, and risk-taking behavior to try to prove themselves. As a result, many men never identify what they're experiencing as a mental health challenge. So I go into cellular health, nutrient building blocks. We're talking about REMAG, Realign with the B vitamins. All the formulas can help, but that's a place to start. And I do talk about magnesium creating the Krebs cycle, promotion of ATP energy. If the brain doesn't have energy, then it does appear depressed. Brain fog, for example. So you can read the whole blog and send it to friends and family. Helping men get saturated with nutrients can save a lot of agony, distraction with self-medication, with alcohol, and even prescription drugs. So there you go, Ginny. That's the blog of the hour.
Well, it's great. And there's a mouthful there. So we hope if you have some man in your life, whether it's your father, your son, your husband, your teacher, somebody, your coworker, don't hesitate to share it, because they're not usually skulking around looking for this information, but they're always grateful to receive it. So please share. Please share, share, share.
Any questions before I jump into questions and comments?
Let's see. I think, let's see what this says up here. One moment, please. I got to get my little scroller. Is it possible to recover from hyperthyroid diagnosis using REMAG and REMITE? That's hyperthyroid.
I write about that in my Reset Your Thyroid book. It's probably still on Amazon. You could check that out. I don't get too involved with hyperthyroidism, because it can cause a lot of symptoms. When your thyroid is hyper, it can elevate your heart rate and you can get into palpitations. So it has to be treated. And excuse me, some people can treat it with herbs and vitamins and minerals. But like I said, I'm not going to get involved with that. If the hyperthyroid storm has passed, then the body needs to be supported at the thyroid level, because there has been damage. And I talk about all that in the book. It's a little too complex to get into on the show, but look for Reset Your Thyroid. Is that what the book is called, Ginny?
Yes, it is. Yeah, Total Body Reset for the Thyroid. Yes, it is. And I believe it is on Amazon as a Kindle. You're right, Carolyn. I believe so.
Okay, so I have two questions. Shall I go ahead, Ginny?
Yes, please.
A registered dietitian wrote in and inquired about whether our Flora Revive probiotic antifungal, it's not just a probiotic, it's an antifungal, probiotic, prebiotic, contains or stimulates histamine due to a customer sensitivity. Now, this is what we call looking for a reason. Something happens, you take something happens, you're trying, well, what's that? Let's look for a reason. Let's blame Flora Revive. But I think the reason for this reaction, there's no association with histamine involvement. It's most likely a Herxheimer reaction where you're taking the Flora Revive to kill, crowd out yeast, Candida albicans yeast, and it's a Herxheimer die-off reaction. And what we do in them, in our antifungal protocol, is Flora Revive and Pico Silver. Pico Silver is antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial. And what I love it for, besides those things, is that it neutralizes Herxheimer reactions. So either this person is not taking their Pico Silver or not taking enough and perhaps could take more. There are some people who are too toxic to detox, so you have to go slowly. And any sort of shift in the microbiome can make them feel like there's something going wrong, some abnormality. But we've had great success that this person could call our customer service and find out even more about how you can work these therapies. The other question, it's only two today, from a customer and listener who says, I take everything that you recommend, but my frontal hair is thinning terribly. Please help. I'm getting very stressed. So she didn't say how much of the supplement she's taking, but she could go and talk with our customer service to make sure she's taking good amounts. She says she's eating well, no junk food, no coffee. She's drinking water, but she didn't say if she put salt in it. She did say she's recently started drinking alkaline water, asked about that. I don't recommend it because the alkalinity will be acidified by our stomach acid and presumably decrease your stomach acid. And that acid is needed for digestion. So I'm not a fan of alkaline water. She says, I'm so confused. And then eventually, it was a long long story. She eventually said, I'm sure that it's my business. I'm sure that 90% of my problem is the stress of my small business. Okay, so that's it. Let's look at it. There's a strong connection between stress, cortisol, and hair loss. When the body experiences prolonged stress, the adrenal glands release cortisol. Now, it's necessary in the short term for this and that, but when cortisol is chronically elevated, it disrupts many normal functions, including hair growth. Here's how stress and high cortisol can lead to hair loss. Stress can push hair follicles prematurely into the resting phase, causing excessive shedding later on. So it rests them, and then they don't get enough nutrients, and then they just fall out. It usually appears a few months after a stressful event. We see it a few months after giving birth, after surgery, or a major stress. But that's acute stress. But chronic stress means we shed gradually. Then there's inflammation. High cortisol levels increase inflammation in the body, which can weaken hair follicles, reduce their ability to produce strong, healthy strands. There's hormonal imbalance. Cortisol interferes with hormones such as the thyroid. And for the thyroid, you need our Remite. 9 of the 12 minerals make thyroid hormones. It interferes with sex hormones, and both of them are crucial for hair health. Then there's reduced blood flow to the scalp. I talked about that the other week, where reduced blood flow or tension in the scalp can reduce the blood flow. But this caused by stress will constrict blood vessels, lowering nutrient and oxygen delivery to the hair follicles. So over time, if stress and cortisol levels are not addressed, the hair loss can become chronic and harder to reverse. Before diving into hair restoration solutions, it's important to address the root cause, which is stress. So I can't tell our customer what to do with her business, but that's what I think she must address. Isn't that interesting, Ginny?
Yes, I believe it, and I have experienced it. I wouldn't have necessarily attributed it that way, but yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great overview. Yeah,
it is a very good overview. Now, one of our customers definitely says, she says, I discovered silica was the answer to my hair loss. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can understand that, and I think individuals generally, you know, they could have a mineral deficiency of an isolated mineral like silica. And of course, we always say Remag and Remite and all those things. But I think what you described was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, for someone, I'm sure when this customer kind of reread or maybe even heard me saying that, well, you know, 90% of my problem is my business, 90% of my stress. And it's like, yeah, so there's your answer. Look at that. And then she said, I'm confused. And she made a list of, should I take pumpkin seed? Should I do this? No, address your stress.
So, right. Yeah. And what do you suggest for that, Carolyn? You own a business and you know it can be stressful. What do you suggest?
Walking on the beach, hanging out with people at the farmer's market. Socializing. Yeah, you have to balance it out. Yeah, I mean, I have. When I filled out a stress questionnaire, I was thinking of getting our Maui Reset people to fill out this questionnaire. People with horrible stress, they were half the level of stress that I had. You know, when I couldn't believe it because I don't think I'm stressed. But every once in a while, like when, you know, when I'm phoning up the bank in Canada and they won't deal with me because you have to come into the branch to do that. I said, did you hear me tell you that I live in Hawaii? It's like you're dealing with robotic people that don't have the intelligence of robots anymore. And I sitting there in my little whatever couch with my legs up and all the rest of it, I felt my stomach tense up. Mm. I felt my breath getting higher. I said, oh, okay, this is what stress is. So being aware of that is very helpful. When you feel tension build up or your shoulders are rising, we just have to be aware of it and know that we can breathe it away and just, okay, this is what life is like today, dealing with robots who don't have the intelligence of AI.
Yes, yes. And that, I think that's a great thing that you just said, this is what life is like today, because we have a historical memory of what life has been able to be like previously before all this technology overtook everything and it was different. So yes, I think acceptance is a big part of managing stress too. I totally agree. Yeah. All right. Excellent. We've got some questions here about this conversation. Let's, Jean said, this is a great description of how stress affects us. Thank you very much. Let me ask you some of these other questions. One of these was about, well, we talked about the hair loss. The other one was a person who wants to take a biofilm product with the protocol and also hydrogen water. We've talked about it before. Can you talk a little bit about magnesium and biofilms?
Right. As far as I can tell, biofilms are held together by calcium. And if you're taking enough magnesium, calcium is not going to exist outside bones and teeth. Magnesium will help dissolve calcium in soft tissue and drive it toward hair, bones and teeth. And we know, like, the biofilms that they say are around yeast and all the rest of it. We know for a fact that after 2 or 3 months of just taking REMAG, we have customers who say, oh my gosh, you know, I've got all these symptoms, and we identify them as yeast die-off. Your magnesium is releasing the yeast to be dealt with by the immune system. And I think it's being released from these silly biofilms that people thought, oh, then you have to take this biofilm supplement. And, you know, there'll be no million-dollar studies to prove it works, but they're just selling another product.
Right. Very good. Excellent. Now, also, a question in relationship to calcium came up, and that question is, what do you think about the difference between having a bone broth and actually your calcium supplement to meet the body's needs for calcium?
We have no idea how much calcium is in the bone broth. It's a good food. You know, there are other nutrients involved, so no problem eating it. I have a hard time. I'm not saying I like to cook, but I'm a quick cook. I get things done. I make a lot and freeze it, but somehow I can't be bothered making bone broth. So I really haven't focused on it. And when you need calcium at 600 milligrams and you're not getting it in your diet, and you'll find that out by going through our chronometer, see how much calcium you're getting from your nuts and seeds and fish with bones and your dairy products. If you don't get 600 milligrams, then you take our Recalcia, which is a stabilized picometer ion of calcium, and you get your calcium, and your knees don't hurt anymore, and your joints don't hurt, and things work well. Now, when you were mentioning the biofilm, was there another question attached in that person's biofilm question?
Well, it was about, also the next question was related to a binder. So presumably they're using a biofilm product to detox the biofilm and then wanting to bind it with a psyllium or a Calera or something of that nature. So what is your idea about that? If you can't take, say, a psyllium, I think he said, can I take Calera? Is that what it is called? Chlorella.
Chlorella. Correct. Well, if as I'm saying, the biofilms are a buildup of this and that, but mostly calcium, you just want that calcium to go to your bones. You don't want to pull it out necessarily. So REMAG, to me, is the solution. And you have to think this through and kind of get it in your mind, okay, that makes sense. Because if you're being dissuaded or persuaded by these half-truths, then it is hard for a person to drop either the nocebo or placebo response to a nutrient. Because if you don't think something's going to work, then it might not work. If you think something is going to work, it'll work better for you. That's why they say they have to do clinical trials. But what we say is, so many of our people, including myself, have tried so many things through the years, but then the first week we're taking REMAG, we know it's working. The first month we're taking REMITE, we know it's working. Same with Realign. How many times have customers and our customer service people said to us, oh my gosh, as soon as I start taking Pico Zinc, this or that happened. So placebo, the positive response to things, nocebo is a negative response. I think we got negative responses from two of our Maui Reset participants, because they're in the health industry and something comes up, well, I'm just going to use these other things on top of Carolyn's stuff. They didn't follow the protocol. and they mess things up for themselves and for the study. It's always going to happen with a certain segment of the population.
Yeah. And we do have some people writing in saying, well, how much of this should I take and how much of that? And that's really what our customer service team is for. Mm-hmm. And we do have them available all the time. You can chat in on our, you know, go to our website, the pop-up chat will come. You can write an email into customer service. You can call our customer experience team at 888-577-3703, the number's on the screen, and ask those very specific custom tailored questions about what you should be taking. And the most reasonable thing to think is that you should be taking the label directions at the minimum. So a lot of times people call and say, well, I'm only taking one Realign. Well, you're supposed to take two. I'm only taking, you know, a half a teaspoon of Remag. Well, you're supposed to take one or two, you know, so they're not taking enough because they're not following the label directions. If you want to exceed the label directions, you need to talk to your healthcare practitioner about that, because all of our labels are formulated to get you very solid dosing. Okay, let's see. What else do we want to ask? As somebody saying, yeah, right here. I wonder if I'm giving my husband too many capsules. So again, Elma, check in with customer service and they'll let you know exactly what the label directions are and how to do that. But usually, you know, a Realign in the morning, Realign at lunch, that kind of thing. Omega in the morning, Omega at lunch. That's usually the way it goes. If you're exceeding that, you might want to check with our customer service team. Okay, Carolyn, I think we've got it covered for now.
Okay, next topics, pros and cons of supplements, drugs, and research. This is another thing about collagen. A recent Mercola blog talked about a study promoting collagen peptide supplements. It talked about the clickbait and hype of collagen. No, it didn't. I've talked about the clickbait and hype of collagen. When you take any protein, the body breaks it down into its amino acids and then uses the amino acids on a priority basis for what protein needs are in the body. You know, do you have to heal up your gums, or you know, something to do with the liver or your kidneys, whatever. The body has a priority. I think you can enhance collagen production by taking any protein formula like our Restructure and taking high dose vitamin C, which means 4 to 5+ grams of ascorbic acid. So the article tried to back up the use of collagen supplements with a study that used the same methylation marker blood test that Julie and I used in the Maui Reset study. What did taking collagen do in this study? After 6 months, participants showed biological age reductions of several years, they said. So that was more impressive than the Cosmos study using Centrum Silver that slowed aging by 4 months after 2 years. And what did our Maui Reset study show? We had someone with that slowed their aging by 5 years, another by 4.5 years, 4 people by 4 years, 1 person by 1.25 years. And the 2 health practitioners, they lost a year or two. So it's interesting watching how these methylation pathways are being looked at as a way of measuring the effect or the effectiveness of nutrients. I think people are getting the hang of this. I mean, I don't know if it's 100% accurate or it means very much, but I think it's a great way for people to understand how they can, you know, calm their body down, slow down their aging, not be all, you know, accelerated and adrenalized, but calm things down. It's very positive when you tell people, well, you slowed your aging by 5 years, sounds good. So that's the collagen critique. The next is helpful hacks. if I don't have anything specific, I'll just say the hack of the day is to take your RNA reset formulas, like Ginny said, read the label. And when she said, if you're going above label dosage, check with your practitioner. You could be your best practitioner. Let me just say that. And then we go to the studies, Ginny. We're at the FDA-approved peptide for mitochondrial disease. What's next? So this is our buddy Nick Norwich, our MD, PhD blogger. So yeah, peptides. I might have talked about this last week about peptides don't magically override foundational deficits in nutrition, sleep, stress, or inflammation. Okay, so basically I say we've entered the Star Trek era of medicine. And what Nick is talking about is the FDA approving a peptide for a rare mitochondrial disease. But he and his friends are heralding this as a breakthrough for chronic disease. Nick says this particular peptide molecule might have implications for some of the most common and burdensome chronic diseases on the planet, from heart disease to diabetes and even Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, because it focuses on the mitochondria. He says this is a very peculiar biomolecule that appears generally safe, with a wide variety of potential uses. So it's in the early stages of research. Most of these clickbait breakthroughs don't amount to anything. But let me just remind you that GLP-1 inhibitor injections for weight loss are peptide molecules. And look how that's turning out. I mean, it's so fascinating when you read about these peptides and the awesome things they can do. Just think of what magnesium can do and do more of than a specific peptide. The next study, micronutrients in autoimmune diseases, shining a light on vitamin D, cobalamin, that's B12, folate, that's B6, and iron metabolism. So this is a PubMed study. And a trigger warning, in this paper, there's nothing about needing magnesium to absorb vitamin D. So to me, it loses its appeal. It loses any gravitas that they're trying to make here. So they begin by saying that autoimmune diseases, even like AIDS, are characterized by chronic inflammation and tissue damage resulting from abnormal immune responses. While genetic and environmental factors play significant roles in disease development, essential micronutrient deficiencies represent a critical and often overlooked contributor. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, obvious stuff. All true. But decades of experience with autoimmune disease has led me to believe that the underlying causes are magnesium deficiency and yeast overgrowth. And they're not looking there. This review examines the interactions between micronutrients, immune cells, and as I said, focusing on those four and their roles in autoimmune diseases. But they talk about rheumatoid, autoimmune thyroid, multiple sclerosis, lupus, and other connective tissue diseases. So let me just focus on connective tissue diseases. What do we know about connective tissue? We know that for healthy collagen, you need protein and high-dose vitamin C. Is vitamin C in this study? No. The report goes into the effect of these nutrients on the immune system, and they basically end up by saying that routine micronutrient screening and targeted supplementation should be considered as part of clinical management. And then I say, but of course, further research is needed so that they can continue their funding. They're not making any conclusions, and they can't because they haven't included the whole package. I'll do a third one, and then I'll go to Jenny for questions. So this article, magnesium could relieve fibromyalgia and migraines and how it works. Okay, so magnesium supplementation, yes, it could relieve these conditions. It's been proven already in hundreds of studies, but they're trying to say in this study, it's you have to increase your food intake. And I already talked about that earlier in my rant. So they have the audacity to say to people in chronic pain that, oh, sweetheart, don't you know that magnesium-rich foods can help manage your chronic pain? Take some pumpkin seeds or eat some leafy greens. Take some dark chocolate. So they said all that, and then they said, oh, well, let's do a study using 100 milligrams of a slow-release magnesium supplement or a placebo for 1 month and see what happens. And they found benefits because any amount of magnesium is going to help people. But I say most people will benefit from 600 milligrams of REMAG, and that's stabilized magnesium ion that's going to be fully absorbed. Okay, back to you, Jenny. What do we got on the board?
We are good. Everybody is just entranced with everything what you're saying. Talk a little bit, though, about high-dose vitamin C. What's considered high dose? We have two vitamin C products at rnareset.com. We have the Whole C capsules, which are about 250 milligrams each. And we have the vitamin C reset powder, which has recently been relabeled as 1,000 milligrams per serving because of NSF.
NSF.
Well, the NSF won't allow a label claim of 2,000 or more milligrams.
What's NSF for people who don't know?
Oh, I'm sorry. NSF, the National Safety Foundation, they are the ones who accredit and certify our products.
Yeah.
So in your view, what is high dose vitamin C in relationship to collagen, in relationship to connective tissue, as you were just speaking?
Right. I'm looking at Linus Pauling's work, and he said, compared to animals that make their own vitamin C and humans, and according to size, a 140-pound adult should or could do well with 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C. So that's sort of the high dose. I'm right now taking about 7,000 milligrams. I'm giving Bob like 10,000 milligrams. So I'm taking 7,000, I'm giving him 10,000.
Okay, very good. So you can buy our Whole C Reset, and that's about 2.5 scoops the way it sounds right now. 7,000, right?
Right. So yes, it's at a stage, I think, you know, with me in the higher, what am I, a baby boomer? All the baby boomers are dying off now. There's a lot of heart disease. There's a lot of stroking out. There's a lot going on with arteries and all the rest of it. And I think it's important for us to have more vitamin C. In my dietary supplement world, I've mostly made the supplements for myself. I mean, I started as the magnesium deficiency queen, heart palpitations, you know, leg cramps, you know, neck tension, insomnia, twitching, all the rest of it. And I had to have a non-laxative magnesium. And that just led on. When I started getting knee pain because I wasn't eating dairy, I wasn't getting enough calcium, I made Recalcia. And now that I think, okay, let's get after heart disease and prevent heart problems, okay, we need more vitamin C. And although we can say, yeah, take 2-3 scoops of this and that, we want to include the lysine and proline that are the two amino acids that, really get after the lipoprotein A that is now being promoted as your next worst heart nightmare. They have realized that they really can't push the cholesterol is the bad guy theory anymore because it's been disproven over and over again. And now it's like, well, then it's lipoprotein A, it's genetic, statins don't treat it, but hey, we've got two drugs in the pipeline and they're going to save your life. Don't listen. Take vitamin C. So it's been a while that we've been working on this, and I don't know why it's taken so long. Ginny and I would have had this done a year ago, but we work with other humans, and we're creating a vitamin C, lysine, proline that will be non-GMO, for Pete's sakes. The ascorbic acid that some people are selling now is made from corn. That's GMO. So we're just trying to be really clean and clear and ethical about all of our dietary supplements. I don't know that a lot of people are going to use this product, but I just think it's very important to have available, maybe especially for the practitioners who see people one-on-one and relate to Linus Pauling's work. So there.
Very good. Excellent. Okay, so the 7,000 lysine, proline, lipoprotein A, and then for a person, just connective tissue health-wise, you're saying the same?
I say the same.
Okay.
Yeah. When you look at vitamin C in the cosmetic market, they're using it, you know, locally, you know, on the skin in products, but you can take it by mouth and it affects your skin. It really does help the whole wrinkling. You know, where are my wrinkles? I know. Anyway, yes, high dose vitamin C. And it's cool because it's not that expensive.
Right. You know,
compared to what are alternative people clinics offering? They're saying get intravenous chelation or get intravenous vitamin C. And they say, well, you don't absorb it like you do when you're taking it intravenously. Your body will absorb what it wants. They can do a study and say, well, people aren't absorbing it. Well, maybe those people didn't need it at the moment. I don't know. But I think oral absorption of vitamin C does work, even though in my soon-to-come-out vitamin C book, I do have to report on studies that say, well, you know, oral vitamin C isn't as good as IV. And it's very frustrating because where are all the IV vitamin C doctors that people are supposed to use? You have to be able to do your own dietary supplementation.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we have a local wellness clinic. It's like $385 for vitamin C IV. Who's got that? You know, it's crazy. All right. So let's see. What does Dr. Dean say about the carnivore diet?
I think these isolated diets are probably good for people who have a lot of toxicity, too toxic to detox. When you go on a isolated meat diet, you're avoiding sugars, you're avoiding grains, you're avoiding dairy, you're avoiding a lot of things that could be affecting a person. But to me, you're not getting all the nutrients you need. And when I hear people say, I did a carnivore diet and it's awesome, I feel great. But then when I ate something with carbohydrates in it, I just fell right back. I felt horrible. Well, that doesn't sound like good health. What it sounds like is a person has yeast overgrowth. And when they feed their yeast with some carbohydrate, the yeast starts manifesting again. So you have to take care of the underlying reason for you feeling so unhealthy that you had to go on this very restrictive diet. I couldn't do it, but I know if I eat meat for a couple of days, I feel pretty good. I even might lose a pound or two, and I play it that way. But I do find it pretty boring.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's extremely difficult. I mean, extremely boring. And I've said before, I can't do it because I'm a blood type A. And it's too much protein, too much meat for me. Carolyn, what causes a retinal tear? And what can you do about it?
Well, the eyes have a lot of vitamin C. So to me, that means there is connective tissue in the eye. And this is the first time I've thought about this or answered a question. I would wonder if a retinal tear is the retina made of connective tissue is weak if you don't have enough vitamin C and it tears.
Yeah, very good. So vitamin C. So let's say just speculatively, I have a retinal tear and you tell me, okay, vitamin C. What is your estimate of timing? Is it going to get better the next day, or is it going to get better the next year? Or how long am I supplementing with vitamin C at the degree that you've spoken of before I can kind of start to think, okay, maybe something's going to feel better here?
Yeah, well, when let me look this up. When my daughter-in-law had a what's called a macular hole, which is that in the retina, the central vision macular hole eye condition, da da da. So I take that as sort of a retinal problem. I was up in Toronto at the time, and I put her on the vitamin C, magnesium, all the formulas. And the doctor said, come, she was it after a couple of weeks, come back because if it's not healing on its own, he didn't know we were doing all these other things, then we're going to have to do surgery. So when she went back, and I think it was just a matter of weeks, it was healing. And so it could be a matter of weeks. I'm just throwing out words here. I'm not making a diagnosis or giving advice, but this is my experience.
That's right. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. No diagnosis, just to give you a benchmark, because I think people hear something like that and they start and they do it 2 or 3 days. And it's like, oh, this isn't working or what have you. So you really have to make a commitment to a natural health protocol. You know, and Dr. Dean always emphasizes that you've got to have all the foundational building blocks and you've got to commit to that. And we always say, you know, 30, 60, 90 days. There are some benchmarks about what you can expect, but 90 days is usually a good framework to work with to start to anticipate improvement.
Yeah, and Ginny, you're right. The commitment is so important. If you say, I'm going to try this, and you contradict yourself every day and think, well, I don't think it's working. I don't think you make a commitment by getting the information. You know, come on the show, ask a question, call customer service, talk to them, commit yourself to what you're going to do so that you're not always second guessing and putting the nocebo effect in there that, well, it's not going to work, so why even bother? I mean, you've got to have an attitude about this that you want, your body's going to say, well, it doesn't sound like she wants to get better, you know, I'm not going to be bothered. But if you make a commitment to your body that I want to relieve myself of this, that, or the other thing, the body, okay, I'll help you. I'll
Yeah.
help. Yeah.
There you go. Absolutely. Excellent. Great questions tonight, everybody. Super Dougie, very active on the chat, giving his comments and ideas about everything. Thank you, Super Dougie. I haven't read them all out, but I want to acknowledge that you're here contributing. And of course, Savvy wants you to like that live show. If you haven't liked the show, please do it again because it helps the algorithm know that we're here and everybody's thrilled. And then it's going to promote our show even more. And as Dr. Dean said earlier, that's what we need. Carolyn, I think we're almost at the end. Anything else you want to add?
No more time for articles, but it's an awesome show as usual. I love it. I love being here. I love answering questions and getting new questions to make. I've got so much information in here, Jenny. I've forgotten more than most people. Anyway, There's a song about that, isn't there?
Yes, you have forgotten more than most people know. That is for sure. That's for sure. I think that's the way it goes. If you want to know what else Dr. Dean knows, drcd.com, drcarolyndean.com is the place to go. And there's all kinds of pathways for you to follow, whether it's membership, whether it's the learning courses, whether it's listening, reviewing old podcasts, whether it's catching up on blogs, whether it's searching the directory for a topic of interest to you, you can do it all there. RNAreset.com is Dr. Dean's proprietary formula website, and it is jam-packed with tons of information, same resources, different resources, because this is mostly product-driven, but still lots of great stuff for you there at RNAreset.com. And PicoPets.com is our pet product line, which is Dr. Dean's formulas translated into pet sizes and also pet dosing. Very important to be compliant with all of the regulations around pet and human products. And that's what we strive to do all the time. And Supco, of course, is a place that you can find our products and you can compare them to other products and see how super cool, groovy, and delicious ours are, and how generally not that great the other ones are. And that's what we always want to do, is make sure you know you've got the best, because when you know you've got the best, then you can trust that you're going to feel the best. And this is all about feeling your best, having the best, and doing everything you can to keep your cellular health at that very high level that we love and that we've experienced. And of course, Paragenius Foundation is Dr. Dean's personal foundation that she supports in Maui, teaching the next generation of organic farming and also supporting the local community in lots of ways. Sometimes we play a video. I don't know if we'll do it tonight, but we'll do it next week. But you're welcome to go to paragenius.com/foundation.org. It's a big word, paragenius. What does that actually mean, Carolyn? Paragenius.
Well, instead of saying I'm a genius, it's like I'm around geniuses. I think Bob came up with the name I'm around Bob, who's a genius.
Oh dear. Okay. That makes sense. Well, now I understand all of that. I never asked that question before.
But, okay, but let me just say right now, Paragenius is supporting Ocoa Farms. We've done that for a number of years. And we are in the midst of opening our second on-site store, or whatever you call it, an actual store in Wailea, where we have the farmer's market. So customs has held up our equipment for several months now, silly people. But we've opened the doors of the store because we've got the AC in there. We've got everything going, but we don't have all our equipment to put the food in. So we have a number of refrigerators and whatnot. We have the tables, and we're open every morning, 7 days a week, every morning. I'm there for a couple of hours, except on Mondays when I do this show. So anybody who's listening from Maui, you come to the market. The ordinary farmers market is tomorrow, Tuesday, and you'll see our store. Well, we have opened the doors, and because we're so far behind with setting up the store, not having the equipment, getting blown out by the recent horrible rainstorms, I've set up a GoFundMe account. You can go to GoFundMe and just type in Ocoa Farms, plural, and you can donate. And that would be awesome.
Fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. All right, everybody. These are the antics of our most famous and most favorite Dr. Carolyn Dean. All of her antics chronicled here this evening. And we'll be back next Monday to even have more antics and hopefully more Super Dougie, and all of you liking and loving everything we're doing and joining us in our...
You have been listening to Dr. Carolyn Dean, the Doctor of the Future. Become a member of drcarolyndean.com and get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.